The coronavirus has struck the elderly especially hard as they struggle with issues that aging brings, such as isolation. AARP reports that 43% of those over the age of 60 report feeling lonely. Marcy Fairbanks is Director of Family Services for Capital Caring Health. So what kind of impact does that then have on someone who's a senior?
Well, it impacts their ability to access services. Sometimes they're feeling disconnected from their family members. And so I'm encouraging everyone who has someone in their family who is elderly to make that intentional call to reach out to them, to let them know that they're being thought of, that they're being cared for, and that they're being loved.
There are a lot of folks who are probably in nursing homes, retirement homes, that kind of thing, and yet that tends to isolate people as well.
Specifically in nursing homes, that is a big challenge. You know, some nursing homes are more restrictive than others, and so you definitely want to adhere to whatever the facility's requirements are. But we've even had our staff provide a telephone that is available, like a cell phone next to the patient's bed. And so the facility staff can help foster that improved communication by allowing the family to either do a Zoom visit through that phone or just through regular telephone support virtually.
On the one hand, we've been telling them for years to go out to parks, gyms, that kind of thing. Now, of course, we're telling them because of the virus not to go out. It seems as if we gave them one message to get out there and be engaged with the world, and yet now we have to pull them back.
The recommendation is not to stay in your home. You know, the recommendation is, as you are able to safely navigate around your community, you know, to certainly engage in the natural world. You know, being connected to nature, especially during this beautiful spring that we're experiencing right now, is extremely healing and rejuvenating. So we really encourage people to get fresh air. And to wear a mask if you're going out in public is a recommendation for most regions. You know, and you can walk around the neighborhood. You could walk around your backyard in a safe way.
I noticed on your list was you said don't grieve alone.
Yeah, and you know, right now it's even more apparent that we are not alone. All of us are experiencing grief, whether it be the actual tangible loss of a loved one due to death or the intangible loss of the former life that we all have led. We're all experiencing those pangs of grief. And so we're encouraging people to get connected. You know, here at Capital Caring Health, we have a multitude of grief counselors who provide services at no charge. And because of the COVID-19 social distancing protocols, we're providing that through telephone support as well as through Zoom, so we can have that face-to-face contact. And in addition, we're offering virtual support groups. So if anyone were to check out our website, www.capitalcaring.org, they could have a list of all of the different virtual support groups that we encourage people to attend and participate in, because we are all in this together. And so being connected to one another is going to help us get through this.
This thing can strike at any time, anywhere. I mean, it seems as if there's a suddenness to the atmosphere that we're now living in.
There definitely is. You know, that sense of unpredictability is very unsettling, you know, because we're still learning about this novel coronavirus, and there's much for scientists to learn.
Marcy Fairbanks is Director of Family Services for Capital Caring Health. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.